This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Nick is going to choose his three favorite plays in college football. I'm going to choose mine. 3 and 3 equals six. I'm a real smart guy. Nick, give us a winner.
Look at this. You can work on cars and you can add up numbers. I'm so proud of you. You're such a smart boy. I'm going to the SEC championship game. Number one, Georgia. Number three, Alabama. Alabama, 6.5-point dogs. Nick Saban asked by the media about actually being an underdog for the first time since 2015.
But it's not very often that your team is considered an underdog, but now you're going up against number one Georgia. So how is your team dealing with the pressure of playoff implications already coming in with one loss and kind of making this a must-win situation for you guys?
Well, I think what our players need to do is just focus on playing one play at a time, trying to win as many plays in a game as they can. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't worry about what the outcome means, because we just need to focus on what we need to do to play well in this game. We're focused on, you know, what do we have to do to try to get the outcome rather than worrying about what the outcome is, which, as you say, creates a lot of anxiety. So that's basically how we're trying to approach it.
Every time Nick Saban talks, I'm like, he's going to say something snarky at some point. Even if it's subtle, there's always something snarky. I like Alabama +6.5 in this. Nick Saban is the reason for this, because Georgia is the better team right now. Georgia's been the more dominant team, especially defensively this season, Jenks. But Saban's 19-5 against the spread after failing to cover in 3 out of his last 4 games when he's been coaching in Alabama. And essentially what that tells me is when his teams have had closer games than where they should be, he finds a way to nip it in the bud, get them focused again, and this is an opportunity to say, hey, we're an underdog for the first time since 2015. The last time we were was we were 1-point underdogs against Georgia. This team thinks that they're better than us. We're going to go out there and show them the SEC is still ours. They're focused on just winning a national championship. Let's go steal this from them first, get ourselves in the college football playoff, and move from there. So I like Alabama to cover in this.
I'm going to stay away from this one. I've gone back and forth, back and forth. I would lean Alabama, but that Georgia defense is just so good. One of the best defenses we have seen in a decade, and I think there is the possibility they can slow down the Crimson Tide enough on offense to cover. I just can't get a gauge on it, so I'm going to stay away. But I am going to the Pac-12, Utah taking on Oregon. The Ducks getting 2.5 points. The Pac-12 championship in Las Vegas. When these two teams met 2 weeks ago in Salt Lake City, the line was an absolute trap. Oregon was a top-10 team, getting 3 points. Everyone jumped on the Ducks. What happened? They got blown out 38-7. Now they meet again. The line once again open with the Utes laying 3. So you think, I'll just lay it with Utah. Cash his ticket. No way. Ducks in a perfect revenge spot. They're playing at a neutral site. That takes away a massive advantage for Utah. Plus, the money is coming in on Oregon. I think they win this game outright, but I will gladly take the Ducks +2.5 in Las Vegas. And Ducks head coach Mario Cristobal says, guess what? Here's the obvious. It's a rematch.
I think there's always carryover. There's always retention. But it is a brand new game with coaches that are working on both sides, because everybody wants it, right? Everybody wants it and wants it bad. So there's always going to be something extra. You have to probably spend a lot of time self-scouting to see how people have attacked you throughout the entire season, because whatever has hurt you is bound to show up in a championship game, right?
Well, we hope so. They've had 2 weeks to get ready for this, and Shea is on the Ducks money line. That makes me feel even better. I'm on Oregon.
Last time we did this game, I gave out Utah on the show, and they won outright. So
I've had a feel on this game in the past this season, and yeah, I'm on the Ducks money line.
All right, I'm on Western Kentucky and UTSA Jenks. I like the under 72.5 in this. That is a huge, huge number. The key for me here is that Western Kentucky has only hit the over once when it's been over 70. It was 71 against UTSA last time. The difference is here is that you got three other games where 70 or more, they've hit the under. Western Kentucky hasn't given up more than 21 points in a game during its seven-game win streak. UTSA has struggled down the stretch. They're not going to put up the same amount of points that would help you get to that total of 72.5. So give me the under 72.5 in this.
I'm on the other side. I like the over. I expect a lot of points. Yeah, it's a really high total, but looking at the numbers and especially how Western Kentucky performed against that top 20 Marshall defense a week ago, I am on the over.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Okay, I'm also going to the AAC championship game. Houston getting 10.5 points at Cincinnati. Yes, Bearcats, one of the best teams in the country. No one's talking about the Cougs. Maybe they should. Houston has won 11 straight games. They haven't played a tough schedule, but neither has Cincinnati. This is the AAC. Houston quarterback Clayton Tune is a senior now. He has struggled against Cincy in the past. He has become much more accurate as a senior quarterback. Plus, the Cougars love dominating time of possession. They hold the football for almost 33 minutes a game. That should help keep them within the number as well. Give me the Cougars plus 10.5 at Cincy.
I got one more for you, and I got all about emotion here. It's all about emotion. USC plus 4.5 at Cal. The game means nothing. They're both 4-7, Jenks. It's meaningless. It's a makeup game. No one's bowl eligible, but USC has motivation. They got a new coach. I don't know if you know this. Lincoln Riley's going to be the head coach of USC. It's kind of like a blip on the radar. Nobody really talked about it this week. So this is breaking news for you. Lincoln Riley would be the head coach at USC, but you are going to have so many players that will have the mindset that they got to show their new head coach they belong, be part of this program, big role next year. This is the first impression you're making on your new boss. So expect that motivation to carry over in this game and give me USC.
That is a stay away for this guy, but I'll tell you the game I love the most, the Sun Belt Championship game, App State at Louisiana. Louisiana getting 3 at home. Why are they getting 3 at home? They whipped App State 41-13 back on October 12th. Maybe it's because their head coach, Billy Napier, is going to Florida, but I don't think that's going to be a factor. Louisiana has won a school record 11 consecutive games. Their team is not going to fold because their head coach is leaving. They've got 19 seniors on this squad. App State is playing much better football. However, the Mountaineers are 1-5 against the number when they're on the road against teams with a winning record. Certainly, Louisiana has a winning record, again, having won 11 straight. I love the home dog here. Give me Louisiana Lafayette plus 3. I think they could win outright at plus 120 on the money line. Shay, what do you got?
I'm going to the Big Ten championship game. Michigan minus 10.5 against Iowa. I like this at 11. I like this at 12. Hell, I like this at 13. I think Michigan has a smash spot this weekend against the Hawkeyes. I love them to go out and just absolutely body bag this team. Iowa, look, we saw them at number 2 in the country. They can't score in a brothel. This offense cannot move the football. Michigan has the best pass rush in the country with a bullet with Aiden Hutchinson and David Ojabo. They have an elite offensive line, which is the recipe for beating Iowa, who has a great defense, admittedly, but Michigan's offensive line is a non-negotiable. They are going to tell you where you are going to go if you're a defender, and you are going to go where they tell you. You don't have a choice. They are impenetrable. They have an awesome run game. Cade McNamara is coming along. He's making all of the big throws. No Nobody wants to talk about it. I think Michigan rolls to the college football semifinal. I almost said national title game, but I forgot. We have a playoff. They have to play a semifinal first. Where, again, listen, you want a little preview. If they get Oklahoma State or Cincinnati, I think they dog walk them. I do think Michigan's going to the national championship.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.